Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, November the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2 cents, 5.67 and a half, December wheat down 0.75 cents, 8.11 and 0.75, and January beans up 2.5 cents at 12.24. Export sales this week, wheat 286, light corn 1.07, just exactly what they were looking for, and beans 1.3, pretty much what they were looking for there. I would say, even though that, you know, the exports were pretty much as expected, these are low numbers for this time of year. We should see much bigger sales out here. We know that Brazilian beans are cheaper than U.S. beans right now, and the window is going to be closing here, not shortly, but, you know, every day that goes by that we don't have, you know, really good sales, it's a bit of a worry. Now, we did have 257,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown this morning. That's most likely China, but we need to see 1.5 million, 2 million, 2.5 million, and we're not seeing that at all here. I am certainly convinced that if things continue to go this way, that exports have to be cut again on the December report. The Brazilian crop is in unbelievably good shape. You know, the wheat, it should stay relatively firm as long as we don't get too much rain in the plains. There are some rains scheduled out here, and it looks like they'll get some showers, but not really enough. So that's kind of underpinning the support in the wheat market. If Minneapolis gives it up, then I think Chicago and KC give it up as well. So on the corn market, we've had great demand, but ethanol production was down. Stocks were up, so that may be starting to wane. There's a lot of concern about inflation out here. So there's a lot of moving parts to this market, but I think the corn and the beans have really outlived their the bullishness that they've seen the last couple of days here. I really can't explain it. We still have big carryouts in the corn, in the beans, and I think certainly the beans are going to go higher. So we've had this rally. It hasn't been that enthusiastic in the corn and the beans, but, you know, I think corn, wheat, and beans, if you guys aren't selling something up here, I think you're missing a great marketing opportunity. If you think $10 wheat is out there, then buy yourself some call options. If you think $6.50 corn is out there, buy some call options. If you think $14 beans are out there, buy some call options. But I would get something sold out here. You don't want to let these prices go new crop or old crop, in my opinion. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.